Tulsa News, 100 years ago, 1920. We are presenting these stories for the purpose of historical perspective. Societal norms were different 100 years ago. Some listeners may be offended by some of the language and views expressed in these articles. Listener discretion is advised. Wife succeeds Sheriff Cates. Woman named in Stevens County, first ever appointed. Special to the world, Duncan, Oklahoma, May 20th. In fulfillment of the dying wish of Sheriff William Cates, expressed to the county commissioners of Stevens County, Mrs. Cates, his wife, has been appointed as his successor, and thus she becomes the first woman to hold that office in Oklahoma. Mrs. Cates is 43 years of age and is the mother of 7 children. I'm not going to run for the office when the term for which I have been appointed expires, she declares. Because it's too much worry, I think I shall buy a farm near Duncan where I can live in contentment with my children and not be bothered with neighborhood fights, petty criminals, and those who are continually seeking some special favor. Mrs. Cates is a home-loving woman, a believer in woman suffrage, but does not belong to or encourage the militant branch of the organization. She has always confined her activities to giving her children and husband what she believed to be an ideal home as early as possible. She is feminine in every respect, but she does not show any timidness when dealing with the lawbreakers. That a woman can make just as good a sheriff and enforce the laws just as well as a man is being demonstrated every day. According to citizens of Duncan, she has had no trouble in handling that disturbing element of oiled field workers who are filling up the town. 3 moonshine stills have been captured since she took charge of the office. And while she does not go on the raids herself, she is determined through her deputies to rid the county of moonshiners. Cockroaches, easily killed today by using Stearns' electric paste. Also, sure death to water bugs, rats, and mice. Ready to use. 2 sizes, 35 cents and $1.50. Order from your dealer. Irish rioters renew actions. Officer of Londonderry is victim of bullet during disturbance. First police murder. Stones and bayonets figure in fighting in which 2 are wounded. Policemen bring order. Send finers who continued demands scattered by armed officers. Belfast, May 16th. Londonderry experienced a night of terror Saturday. During the disturbance, Sergeant Dennis Maroney, chief of the Special Criminal Department of the city, was shot through the right lung and died within a half an hour. Londonderry thus gains the unenviable reputation of being the scene of the first police murder in Ulster since the opening of the assassination campaign January 1, 1917. The other casualties included James McCaffrey, aged 18, shot in the chest, District Inspector McDonough, wounded in the head with a stone, and John McCallion, a former soldier, wounded in the head with a bayonet. After minor disturbances early in the night, ill feeling between Sinn Feiners and the Loyalists flare up. About 10 o'clock, the air was thick with bottles, stones, and other missiles, while revolvers were freely discharged. When hostilities were in full swing, 48 policemen armed with carbines arrived, under command of Inspector Madonna, who persuaded the Loyalists to retire to their quarters, which was accomplished amid manifestations of the rival factions. The Sinn Feiners continued their disorderly demands and the police charged and scattered them into the side streets. Many of them made for the quay near the Great Northern Station. It was here that Maroney met his end. Rioters concealing themselves behind railway wagons directed volleys of revolver shots point blank at the police. This led to a hot exchange of fire. H&K Vacuum-Packed Coffee. Do you remember how often a pound of coffee wrapped in a paper bag has scented up a whole trolley car? The delicate coffee oil giving coffee flavor. The delicate coffee oil giving coffee flavor was spending some more of its fragrance. H&K vacuum packed coffee, being packed by our own process, keeps all that flavor for you. air can't reach and rob it of a bit. When you open this can at home, it is as fresh and full-flavored as when packed hot from our roasters. Put up pulverized in the whole bean and steel cut. Your grocer should have it in stock. If not, write us. Hanley & Kinsella Coffee & Spice Company, St. Louis. H&K Coffee. Tells why Irish want home rule. England's domination is killing race, O.R. Lovejoy says here. New conditions growing out of the World War and specific applications of democratic self-government were given as reasons for Ireland's freedom in a speech by Owen R. Lovejoy of New York City, in a speech before members of the Protestant Friends of Ireland at the High School Auditorium Saturday night. He said that Ireland claims freedom as a subject race in an alien yoke. British misgovernment is not at fault, since England has for the past half century been attempting to make her dominion gentle and agreeable, he said. Lovejoy said that the kindliness of British rule is incidental and not intrinsic. He declared that in 50 years, the population of Ireland has decreased from 8 million to 4 million as an argument against either the intelligence of the justice of government as it has been. In answer to arguments said to have voiced against Irish freedom, Lovejoy said that through all history, he has found no instance in which a people have united to get benefits for themselves without opposition of some of their numbers. He stated that Catholics and Protestants are both in favor of freeing Ireland, and said that England cannot keep running sore in her side. Bliss Native Herbs. Alonzo Bliss portrait and signature on every package of tablets and powder. Since 1888 have been a proven herb remedy for constipation, sick, headache, rheumatism, liver and kidney ills. Bliss Native Herbs tablets are a great aid in restoring a general healthy condition, bringing back that ruddy glow of youth to the complexion. They act gently but firmly. They tone up the system and create an appetite, regulate the bowels, and assist in kidneys. Money-back guarantee in each box. At all drug stores, 200 doses, $1. Small size, 50 cents. Alonzo O. Bliss Company, Washington, D.C. 10. Bachelors to Plan Defense. Growing Feeling Against Unmarried Men Alarms French Celibates. By Newton C. Park. Paris, May 16th. The anti-bachelor campaign is spreading so rapidly throughout France that a number of millionaire bachelors have written anonymous letters to the papers, suggesting the immediate need of an organization of celibates to combat it. A large number of unmarried Americans domiciled in France fear that they may be subject to the proposed new tax of 10% on their net incomes. Various organizations formed to combat the low French birth rate started trouble for the bachelors by calling upon Georges Carpentier and other well-known figures to join the ranks of the Benedicts. Thus far, Carpentier is the only one publicly named who has satisfied the wishes of the More Baby adherents by getting married. The proposal of the tax on bachelors is arousing widespread comment in the French papers. Preparations are being made for the bitter fight when the measure comes up in the Chamber of Deputies. Feminist leaders in the city of Périgueux have launched a new attack on the bachelors by forming the first branch of an anti-bachelor society, which is to have other units throughout the country. The Périgueux women not only demand a tax on unmarried men, but demand that they be refused voting privilege and also be refused public office. One of the amusing contributions to the pro and con battle over the proposed tax comes from an old maid who anonymously signs herself Odette Dula. "I sympathize fully with the unmarried men in this crisis," writes Mademoiselle Dula. "Our legislators are proceeding on the theory that the unmarried state is a luxury and that therefore bachelors should pay a sort of luxury tax. Now this is all wrong. There are many thousands of men and many thousands of women who have never married, not because of some tragedy in their lives, or because themselves are not wanted. Is the government going to penalize these heart-sick persons living in solitude because there are some glaring examples of men and women who want to be free to live gayer lives? Notice to our patrons in District Number 2. Your electric bills are due and must be paid on or before the 18th, or service will be discontinued. District Number 2 comprises of all territory east of the center of Main Street and south of the center of 3rd Street. Public Service Company of Oklahoma, 107 East 4th Street, Kennedy Building. We close Saturday at 1 p.m. Leaps onto a locomotive. Motorist saves own life by resort to desperate expedient. El Dorado, Kansas, May 16th. Timothy Mannion, an oil refiner, owed his life to sheer nerve and presence of mind here the other day, when his motor car was struck by a St. Louis and San Francisco freight train. Mannion leaped to the pilot of the engine and clung there until the train was brought to a stop. His automobile was converted into junk by the wheels of the train. Oh my corn! Callous, hard corn, bunion, soft corn. In the agony and torture from corns, calluses, and bunions with Corn Fix, the wonderful new discovery for corns, calluses, and bunions. The pain stops with the very first drop. In 10 minutes, the corn may be easily removed. Expert chiropodists use the same method. Many of them use Corn Fix. Corn Fix contains no ether, collodion, salicylic acid, or other harmful ingredients to eat the good flesh and make the foot sore. No more extended treatments for several days and nights. No more soaking or cooking the feet necessary. In 10 minutes, the corn is gone. So is the pain. Corn Fix is quicker, safer, and different. Don't suffer another minute. Corn Fix is wonderful and will surely help you. If your dealer cannot supply you, send us 35 cents in stamps and we will mail you a bottle direct from our laboratory. Your money refunded if you are not satisfied. Corn Fix Company, Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey. $5 Pocket Wireless, portable machine soon to be on the market at popular price. London, May 16th. It will not be long before anyone can carry a wireless set in their pocket, and by getting in touch with any station can receive messages while walking along the street, according to announcements made by Captain H.J.A. Donisthorpe. The outfit needed for this will be an umbrella or a cane, which is used as an aerial, and a pocketbook, which will contain a miniature receiving set and a telephone receiver. Even in bed, this can be used according to the inventor, the ordinary bedstead post acting as a receiver. The idea is that a person so equipped will take a trip into the country or Central Park will be sufficient. A high position is selected and the pocketbook is given an earth connection. Then the umbrella or walking stick is elevated at arm's length, and the rest just consists of listening to what you hear. The total cost of the pocketbook, which is to assist in these wonders, is about $5, and an exhibition of the apparatus has been made at the meeting held recently of the Wireless Society of London. The wavelength of the receiving set can be varied by turning the leaves of the book, and it was claimed by the inventor that it is comparable to sensitiveness with the most expensive and elaborate tuner on the market.
This podcast is brought to you by the Cybersecurity and Digital Forensic Consultants at Guernsey. For nearly 100 years, Guernsey, headquartered in Oklahoma, has provided engineering, architecture, and consulting services. You can read more about our cybersecurity and digital forensic services by visiting guernsey.us/cybersecurity. That is guernsey.us/cybersecurity.
Wire flashes. Winnipeg, May 16th. Robert B. Glenn, former governor of North Carolina and a member of the International Great Waterways Commission, was found dead in bed at the Royal Alexandria Hotel here tonight. Washington, May 16th. Representative Mason, Republican of Illinois, yesterday introduced a concurrent resolution urging President Wilson to recognize the Irish Republic
and assuring him that Congress only waited his action before providing funds for beginning diplomatic relations with the Republic. Washington, May 16th. Bills calling for the repeal of much war legislation have been introduced by Senators Reed of Missouri and King of Utah, both Democrats. Senator Reed in a resolution proposed to repeal all wartime extensions of the president's powers, while Senator King proposed repeal of the Overman and Trading with the Enemy Acts. Paris, May 16th. Official announcement was made last night that evacuation by the French troops of the Arras district would begin shortly. Greenville, Illinois, May 16th. Posses combed the woods north of Greenville for Harvey O. Beasley, who is charged with the murder of his wife and their two small sons in Webster City, Iowa, last Sunday. Today withdrew after a 24-hour search had failed to bring results. The hunt will be renewed tomorrow, according to the sheriff, J.W. Wilson of Greenville, who has been directing the posses. Washington, May 16th. Action by the United States government to acquire the remaining portion of the Cuban sugar crop would only stimulate prices. Menocal of Cuba declared in a cablegram yesterday to Senator McNary of Oregon. Poughkeepsie, New York, May 16th. Former Vice President of the United States and former Governor of New York State died at his home, Ellerstyle Rhinebeck, on the Hudson, at 8:30 o'clock tonight, on the 96th anniversary of his birth.
And that was Tulsa News from 100 years ago. To hear our full podcast of local interests and advertisements from 100 years ago, subscribe to Tulsa News from 100 years ago, where you listen to podcasts.
And that was the Tulsa News from 100 years ago. Look for more of our podcasts on Spotify. Thank you for listening.